you lie awake at night pondering life's big questions? Is there a God? What is the meaning of life? How would one do an hour-long sports show without ever actually talking about sport? If yes, we can help you answer 33% of these pressing questions. All you have to do is check out the starting block on tavshow.com, Periscope, Stream Me, or YouTube, Wednesday mornings at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also download the podcast on iTunes just by searching for The Starting Block in the store or at thestartingblock.podbean.com. Or if you're really desperate for answers, why not check us out on Twitter at The Starting Block. No K at the end, don't forget to drop that K. Enlightenment is now only a click away.
Radio's loss is TAVshow.com's game. You're listening to The Starting Block.
Hey, welcome to The Starting Block for another week. You got myself, Green, on. I'm joined by a man who's almost finished building his ark and collecting two of every animal, my co-captain, Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to the boys and girls out there on board the listenership, Greeno. And as always, the blockheads.
In the millions.
Tuning in right around the world. What? I would only collect two of every animal so I could eat them.
Yeah.
Because who knows how long this flood is going to last?
Who knows? Yeah, we could be malnourished for many a time.
See, I think that's what happened. I think Noah, back in those days, he was like the biblical era equivalent of a prepper.
The first butcher.
He was the first prepper. Like, if Noah was alive today, he would be wearing army fatigues, living in the woods of Washington State, carrying an AR-15.
Bit of a loose cannon, you reckon?
No, he'd have a bunker. He'd have a lot of canned goods, probably two of every brand.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's a preparer. He thinks ahead. He knows what's coming, Greener.
Yeah.
So, and I think that was kind of usurped by the Bible people.
Fair enough.
Hello to all of our Christian listeners tonight.
That's it.
Pleasure to be with you.
That's about as much religious content as we'll probably chime in for this year.
Wouldn't that count as anti-religious content?
Well, no, as long as you're talking about religion, it counts.
Generally speaking.
Generally speaking.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't have to be specific. It's just.
Doesn't have to be accurate?
No, fuck accuracy. stick there. Now, a quick question without notice. I forgot to ask you this last week. Have you ever seen the movie Drop Zone with Wesley Snipes?
Oh, yeah. And
Gary Busey,
and there's that like hardcore sort of semi-biker thrill-seeking chick.
Yeah.
And her friend is named Swoop.
That's the one.
Who doesn't talk to anybody he hasn't skydived with.
That's the one.
Yes, I remember.
I managed to watch that while I was away.
Yeah.
And it's basically Point Break, but in the air.
In the air.
Yeah.
Is it better than Point Break?
No. Nothing's better than Point Break.
I like Wesley Snipes better than Canoe, though.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Wesley's definitely better than Canoe, aside from, you know, all the shitty human that he is.
What, like the tax evasion and
tax
stuff?
Tax evasion, you know, sexual harassment.
Oh, no, sexual harassment's. I don't even care about sexual harassment for celebrities anymore.
Yeah.
That's the last. He's like the norm. He's on the bottom rung of the ladder.
Yeah, look into Wesley a little bit before you start backing him as a human.
No, I'm backing him in.
Back him in.
Well, I mean, he's not like a no-testicled half-vagina rapist like Harvey Weinstein, is he? So.
Nah.
You know, he's got nothing to worry about, Wesley. He's fine.
There wasn't enough shout-outs in the Oscars to Harvey. Where's all the thanks?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of you wouldn't be sitting here today if it weren't for Harvey Weinstein forcing himself on you.
Exactly. Where's love? Now, Damo, we don't often do this. It's time to introduce a new segment.
Yeah.
The Block Investigates.
The Block Investigates.
Because a couple of weeks ago, we'll get some music.
Dun, 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 dun,
Sometimes a story so big comes across our collective desks that we feel the need.
We actually share a cubicle at TAV Show HQ.
That we feel the need that we need to deep dive.
Yeah.
We really need to analyze it from all angles and give it the big story that this is, the credit that it needs and the attention it needs.
Otherwise called the block treatment.
The block treatment, correct.
Yeah.
Now, this one, we talked a couple of weeks ago about Josh Reynolds.
Yep.
We did a little bit of an NRL court date. Now, a bit of those ones for Josh Reynolds.
And so, well, let's build a backstory. Who is Josh Reynolds and what does he do?
Josh Reynolds is a footballer who's played maybe three games over the course of the last 2 years. His nickname on the field was The Grub. However,
is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
However, off the field, all reports, great guy.
Great guy.
Now, on the field, bit of white line fever, not the Ben Barber white line fever, different.
I worked with a guy who grew up across the road from him and said, like, so this was in Canterbury.
Yeah.
Because he was a Bulldogs, like, junior and everything.
Yeah.
And he said that everybody in town fucking loved him and everybody knew who he was, but he was still, like, one of the boys, right? Yep. And even when he went to play for the Tigers, he refused to move.
Yeah, he still stayed in Belmore.
He loves where he lives, right? Yep. So
then news came out, a video was released a couple of weeks back showing him being angrily yelling at his partner, girlfriend, whatever it may be.
Wag. Let's just call her a wag.
Call her a wag. And allegations of, you know, bit of domestic abuse. Mm. Now, I don't think there was any domestic abuse in said video, but he was quite aggressive and angry at her.
Yep.
But the film happened to stop before any domestic abuse was filmed.
Okay. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, this then spurred on a whole litany of reports and opinion pieces, Greeno, and panel show discussions by the rugby league media.
They love it, the rugby league media.
Because they feed on drama.
Well, because they can't talk about anything else. We've touched on the show many a time. Mm. But that's not rugby league.
Yep.
About 3 months into the off season, it's like junkies.
Yeah, they're hooked.
They start to itch, going, it's been 3 months. I've had very little footy content.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about?
Let's invent some content instead.
Here we go. Josh Reynolds.
Yep.
Video, that looks pretty bad. He's got to go to court. Yep. Fuck me. Let's talk about that for a while.
And they're like buzzards in that they will feed on the corpses of reputations by the side of the road, Greeno.
Yeah.
And like the aptly named, as we've dubbed him, the Buzzard.
The Buzzard, yes.
He's one of the prime offenders in this kind
Who's of life. The Buzzard this week, funnily enough, has signaled the death knell for A-League.
Has he really?
The league's over, according to the Buzzard.
It's finished.
It's done.
It's done.
Fini.
And I don't know if you remember this or not, but about 5 years ago, Buzzard was at two A-League games, was it?
No, it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
He was like, this is the greatest experience ever here at the Wanderers.
Yeah, remember he was recording the noise levels?
Yeah.
Oh, these fucking kids go fucking crazy.
They love their soccer.
A-League soccer is real and it's a real threat to rugby league, guys. It's a real threat. It's going places in this country.
2 years is a long time in footy.
Yeah. Nice rugby league reference, by the way. All right, so where are we at with this story? So that's where we left off.
That's where we left off. That's where we finished. We played our little fucking cheesy theme song.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We made our little piss week jokes.
Yep.
We talked about how it's been, we've waited too long in this off season. Blah, 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 blah.
Finally, someone's making drama again.
Just before the season kicks off. Great! This is what we've been waiting for.
Yep.
And we left it there.
Yep.
We move on. We forget about it. It's fucking 8 billion people getting arrested.
We've got a hot stove to worry about. Yeah.
And so we can't spend too much time on this.
No. But now that's all changed.
But then this week, a different video came out.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little bit of it. Someone decided to go and check into the backstory of the WAG.
Someone actually decided to do journalism.
Do some journalism and said, look, Josh reckons he's fucking all good, but everyone says they're all good.
Yeah.
But he's like, eh.
Well, it sounds like a typical rugby league player to me, pretending to be innocent.
So let's do it. Let's look into it just because apparently a good guy. Let's see what happens.
All right, let's see what they got.
He's been charged with assaulting his girlfriend, but that's not the only personal drama for NRL star Josh Reynolds. Nine News can reveal he's been caught up in a bizarre tale of multiple aliases, fake pregnancies, and the...
Wait, how can he be caught up in a fake pregnancy? Because if Josh Reynolds comes out and says, I'm pregnant, well, then it's clearly fake, right? You're like, you're not fooling anybody, are you?
Nah.
Okay, so I'm not sure how he's caught up in a fake pregnancy.
Because he was the alleged father.
Oh, really?
The fictional diagnosis of cancer.
Wow. Okay.
An angry Josh Reynolds confronts his girlfriend, Arabella Del Busso, who is filming the outburst. She alleges he grabbed her arm, although it's not on film. Police charged him with assault.
Charged with something, so filmed everything.
Charged with assault, no video evidence of the actual assault.
Just him yelling.
Just yelling.
Now, a fair few, we'll wait till the story to go, but, they're talking about, fake pregnancies. So, I don't know about you, Damo.
Yeah.
Fake pregnancies, fake cancer diagnoses might make me a little angry.
Yeah, maybe.
I may raise the voice a bit.
Could be.
Just premonition. I've just
had a thought, though. The way that you would get away with a fake pregnancy, though, is to create a fake cancer for the baby.
Potentially.
So you could say the baby, whilst it was in the womb, developed cancer and then died. And then you don't have to provide any evidence for either thing. That's how you get around it.
See where this story goes.
Miss Del Busso is not who she says she is.
Is this Arabella Del Busso?
No, that's my daughter, Donna Poroska.
Right. Ah!
Interesting. Now, I don't know, once again, I don't know about you. I don't know how long these two have been together. There's been a couple of fake pregnancies. Mm-hmm. Let's call it maybe a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at any point, would you, in the first year that you and your lovely wife were together, would you have maybe, you know, perhaps seen...
Ask her name,
seen her license...
I wouldn't check her ID, I
wouldn't say check ID, but I'm saying at some point you would have seen something that would confirm an identity, right?
Maybe.
Like, hey, can I grab a couple of bucks out of your wallet to grab some milk? And
I don't know. It's strange. It's not something I would think to consciously do.
Double check.
Yeah. So I don't know. But is he in on it or what?
Like, once again, if you're living together and the mail's being sent, obviously that's mail fraud if you're putting a fake name.
That's true.
So it'd be sent to, as I'm saying, there had to be other warning signs that you might want to look into.
So were they living together though?
I assume so.
You don't know. See, if you're living together, it's a lot harder to get away with a fake name.
Yeah.
Because when you put your name on the lease, it's kind of like, well, who are? Call me Superman.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little more difficult. You got to provide some ID, Greener.
So it's not Arabella, whatever her name is.
No, it's Donna something.
News investigation can reveal Arabella Del Busso is one of 9 known aliases of Donna Pruesca.
Nine aliases.
How do you keep track?
That's very difficult. Most people have difficulty keeping track of their passwords that they use to log into various computers.
Do you reckon what she does? She has like a notebook and just changes the first letter of her surname for the next one?
They say you're not supposed to keep your records written down, Greta.
Everyone keeps their fucking records written down.
We spoke with a former boyfriend from Sydney South who knew her as someone else.
Is this woman Arabella Del Busso?
I know her as Belladonna Di Donato.
Belladonna Di Donato. How can she here's a question for you. Let's say that this is true and she was creating 9 different aliases for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Did she not think at some point if she gets together with, I don't know, one of the most famous football players in the country, that at some point
somebody may
get wind of it. He's definitely like one of the most recognisable. I think that's a fair thing to say.
I don't think that's a fair thing to say.
People who watch, I'd say Greeno, he's not a fucking guy who comes off the bench once every 3 weeks. People
the
who
last
watch
2 years
rugby
he has
league,
been.
People who watch rugby league know who Josh Reynolds is.
People who watch rugby league, yes.
That's all I'm talking about, right?
Fair enough.
So we're still talking about like a million people probably.
So they see Josh Reynolds in the paper, the puppies and the babies.
They know who he is.
And they see her next to him. I'll give you that.
Right?
If they do a puppies and the babies article and she's got 9 different names.
Yeah. So at some point, somebody's going to go, wait, that's Belladonna. No, that's Donna.
Yeah. It's Ginger.
Did she not think this through?
Yeah.
If it's true.
And she was your girlfriend.
Yep.
Belladonna Di Donato.
I was having sex with this girl who was, her name was Belladonna.
I've obviously put voice things on you.
I was also dealing cocaine. And,
that's why
I flew in from Colombia in 2015.
It's either that or he's a dentist. That's why they can't show his face.
Or a pedophile.
Yeah.
He's one of 6 men Reynolds intends to rely upon in defending the charges after pleading not guilty.
So he's getting together with the boys.
So it's character witnesses, and that's fine. But
I'm Josh Reynolds.
But imagine having to do that, going, I need to find 6 people my current girlfriend has banged as character witnesses. Like, I can't imagine facing court. God, here's what I'm going to do. Yeah. Who's been in here?
Who fucked her first?
Yeah.
Was it you?
You go, you're character witness number 1 then.
Yeah.
We did it simultaneously, Josh. All right, we'll do you 2A and 2B.
Yeah. 6 guys before they got to me.
Yeah.
No, maybe that's why she kept changing her name, because she was always a virgin, Greta.
Maybe.
The men each alleged they were in relationships with her, handing over thousands of dollars for various reasons.
Told her she had cervical cancer. Gave her about $2,500-$3,000 for a treatment, towards a treatment.
Another boyfriend, Michael Hayes, was awarded $7,866 by a Queensland tribunal. He sued for the return of money she claimed she needed for a relative's funeral. Under the name Belladonna...
We're starting to develop somewhat of a pattern here, aren't we?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Seems to be a little bit of a milker, Greener, and not the fun kind.
No.
Definitely not the fun kind.
Not the strong wish kind.
No.
She had a medical certificate from a Dr. Galal Tadros in 2013 stating she had brain cancer.
Not another gal, Greener.
Reynolds' legal
brain
team
tumor.
Will...
A brain tumor.
How the fuck did you get that certificate?
Cervical cancer.
Doc, I've had a bit of a headache. What do you reckon?
Just write me up for a brain tumor.
Just whack it down as a brain tumor. I need 3 days off.
Put it down as a brain tumor, and then I'll go and get the test done.
Yeah, we'll check
it out
later.
I think it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, let's not fuck around with this.
Lame Dr. Tadros says it's a fake.
Oh, well, there you go. Now, so forging medical
now,
documents,
forging medical
Greeno,
certificates, yeah.
That's a well.
And,
it's not.
And you see there, that was for Centrelink.
Yes, that's what
now
I'm getting at.
Now that's fraud.
Yeah, because if you're just forging like a medical certificate to get off work, they're not going to fucking throw you in jail for that, right? No. Your boss may say, "What the fuck are you doing?" You might even get censured. You may very rarely even lose your job. I don't think you'll even get the sack over something like
not
that.
No, nah, not if you got sick leave up your sleeve,
right? But if
Belladonna or Arabella or Ginger, whatever the fuck your name is,
Toby Wan.
I don't reckon she's got a job though.
You don't think?
I don't think
her job appears to be getting into bed with men who just want to hand over
dumb
cash.
Dumb enough, they got a few grand loose.
Yeah, busy boys with too much cash to burn, Greeno. Yeah. So if you're forging medical documents for the purpose of defrauding the government, Greeno,
yeah.
Now that's an entirely different kettle of fish.
Isabel Proesca and stepfather Matt Furlong say this has been a repeated pattern of behaviour.
So why
are they looking at baby photos?
So, yeah, she was scamming milk out
back
of
here,
tip.
Have a look at this, yeah. She was telling this kid she was Wonder Woman. She was telling this kid she was Lois Lane. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
When she was 2 years old, she was always getting an extra cupcake because she told the cafeteria worker at the preschool, Greeno, that she had a urinary tract infection. Like, so she's been constantly making up lies to get away with stuff.
There's been Belladonna, Bella Melbourne.
So my question is, why are we only hearing about this now? Because it blew up in the papers?
No, like, because he submitted court documents to say these are going to be my witnesses, and then this guy's done an investigation.
Okay, and so because when you go to court, you have something called discovery, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So you get to unearth all of the documents.
It's public, all, yeah, public disclosure.
That's
yeah.
right.
There's also been Donna Barcelona.
Donna Barcelona.
Donna Melbourne. Donna Melbourne.
Donna Barcelona. Barcelona.
Belladonna Madruitt.
Belladonna Madrid.
Yeah.
Belladonna Berlin.
Wickle cancer, and there's... brain tumour.
Reynolds will claim he met her through social media in late 2018 and saw her once.
2018. And late 2018.
2018, saw her once.
So you were about on the money, about a year.
About a year. All right, so let's keep this in mind, though. 2018, saw her once.
Once.
3 months later, she contacted him to say she was pregnant with twins.
That's a queer. That's a very interesting scene once.
I mean, you know, I don't care. Football players... or anybody for that matter, people have one-night stands.
Of course they do.
You know, it happens fucking all the time.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a young guy with lots of money who fucking works out at the gym.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of thirsty women at the nightclubs who are just throwing themselves at
they
you,
do.
Right? So, you know, that's understandable.
She then told him she lost the twins, but quickly fell pregnant with twins again.
She fucking twin-making machine.
Yeah.
Why twins? Can you get twice as much money?
Maybe. Like, yeah, the bills are double. I need double the cash.
Right?
Yeah.
He went public with his anguish after she then told him she lost those twins.
That was what the heartbreaking part of it was, because I remember when it came out that he missed a couple of games. Someone was like, what's going on? And he's like, look, sorry, I've been dealing with some real personal shit. My partner's lost the babies. It's happened twice, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just can't face playing footy or things like that.
Yep.
That's when it got next level fucked up.
And here's the thing too, right? Because I don't think that Josh, you know, you said yourself off the field, everybody loves the guy, right?
Yeah.
So let's take that. Let's put this on the table that he's actually a pretty decent, half decent guy.
Right? We don't know for facts, but
I mean, he's a rugby league player. Yes. Yeah. He had one night stands. Yeah. He probably gets drunk and stuff. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. But we don't know it for a fact, but what if, right, this guy has been lambasted, been harpooned in the media now for about, what, a month?
Yeah.
Because these people are fucking hyenas and savages, and they will just
content,
create
content,
drama.
Content.
So after this girl tells him the second time that she's lost twins, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine what, like, how much of a cunt would he feel like going public and, you know, like being upset and getting all of that sympathy?
Yeah.
If he then later finds out that it was all a scam.
Do you reckon enough to be angry and yell at her on video?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Potentially, Greeno. Yeah. And we haven't even got to the other stuff yet.
Proesca allegedly told him she was pregnant for a third time.
Oh, my fucking God, this bitch.
Yeah.
wow. Mm. She's emotionally tearing this guy apart now. Fucking at this point. Mate, I'll tell you. So all the people who were bashing him over in the media over the last month or so, what are they doing these days? Are you tracking this, like, generally?
No.
Has there been any kind of, well, maybe we went too far, maybe we jumped ahead?
Of course not. It's radio silence, sir.
Nah, of course it is.
It's radio silence.
Because they can't swallow their pride.
That's what happens. Every time they fuck up 90% of the time anyway. Mm-hmm. So they're just used to it now. I was like, oh, sorry, got that one wrong.
Yeah.
We were just going with the information at hand. Well, you know. Well,
it's funny you say that because, like, that's what they'll say, right? Oh, it's not my fault. I got it from a source.
Yeah.
So I was doing an unrelated story. It's something in the States the other day, right? And this journalist was saying along these lines, right? It's not my fault I got it wrong. It's the sources. And, like, so, well, she didn't even say that. She just said a bald-faced lie on television. My source told me that Nancy Pelosi tore up the speech. It was a spur of the moment thing. She just decided to do it.
Mm.
So I just brought up a news report that showed on video Nancy Pelosi pre-tearing the speech like 45 minutes before she did it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a spur of the moment thing. It was planned.
Yeah.
So either these are the only two options that you can have now at this point if you're that journalist. I think it was Dana Bash.
Mm.
One, your source is terrible. Or two, you're a liar. But here's the key part, Greeno. Either way, it doesn't matter. The conclusion is the same. You're a shitty journalist.
You got it wrong because you accepted bad fucking info.
Journalists say I'm only as good as my sources. Yeah. So, oh no, it's not my fault. My source told me. Oh, okay. So you have a shitty source.
Yeah.
Therefore, you're a shitty journalist. No. I made it up. Oh, you made it up. Okay. You're a shitty journalist. That's the only option that comes out.
We're talking about this exact same thing when I got into a fucking Twitter beef with this rugby league journalist,
the stat guy,
about 6 months ago. Yep. Yeah, the mole, and his buddy, who was like, yeah, defending him. And, yeah, we had the exact same point. Like, once again, I thought the rule was, you know, you get one source, mm-hmm. you get a secondary source, and then you get someone else independently to validate sources one and two.
Or at least validate the information.
And then you go to air. Not anymore. Right. It's rumors. It out there, see what happens, see what sticks.
Well, now it's not even rumors they report. Now they just make shit up.
Yeah, fucking oath. Yeah. All right, let's wrap up this thing, man, because it's gone for way too long. 25 minutes already.
All right, hang on. Where's my thing here? It's not letting me play for some reason. Maybe it will now.
Oh. She was pregnant for a third time. But Reynolds' defence will argue medical records show she was never pregnant on any occasion. Reynolds also claims she told him last year her mother died and she needed money for her funeral.
And she needed money for the funeral.
Mum's dead.
Okay.
Holy shit. So now, there's another video. There's a new video, Greeno. This one's not as long.
It's 2 minutes. We're already 25 minutes here. Can I just make a comment, though?
Okay.
We're
seeing this through to the end, though.
Okay. Go make a comment here, because we're already halfway through. Hard hour, man.
Yeah,
hard hour. Already half hour in. Mm-hmm. Point being, now, so she's so far asked for money because, you know, she's lost the baby.
Yep.
She's asked money for brain cancer, brain tumors, and now she's asked for money because her mum died. Now, at any point, are you going along to the doctor's appointments when she's confirming she's pregnant?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's been pregnant 3 times. So,
babe, I'll come with you.
The first time it was like one night stand, I hadn't seen her, and then she calls me, tells me she's pregnant. Okay, fair enough.
That happens.
You're not there.
Yeah.
When she's pregnant the second time round, I'm like, fucking, we had the bad luck the first time. I'm fucking at those appointments.
Yeah, and not because you're second guessing her or anything. No. You're just being a good dude.
Because I'm a good dude, man.
You would be like, I've made an appointment.
When's the appointment? I'll fucking come with.
The team now, doctor knows the best gynecologist in the fucking country or whatever.
We got a fucking covered. Come on in. There, put your feet up.
Yep.
Now, the brain tumor, once again, you need money for treatment.
Yeah.
Why aren't you going along to help her with her treatment when she's undergoing the chemo?
Hold her little hand. Yeah.
That's a different one. Now, point number three is, He also gave her money for her mum's funeral. You didn't go to her mum's funeral.
Well,
at this point,
I'm like, if you don't bring me like a fucking hand or something or a toe, I don't think she's dead. You know what I mean? I want to see a picture of this fucking corpse.
Why aren't you going to this so-called funeral?
I will jump with you to the morgue. We will ID her right now.
Toe tag it. DNA test it. All right, let's play the final 2 minutes and then wrap it up.
As police review their investigation, which led to a domestic violence charge being laid against NRL star Josh Reynolds, his under-scrutiny ex-girlfriend spent the night partying. Arabella Del Busso stepped out to host her 30th birthday for herself at a lavish hotel.
So now the media hasn't addressed the false reporting that they made initially on Josh Reynolds. They're going to pretend like that never happened.
They got new content now.
Well, yeah, they've got a new fucking demon, haven't they?
They got party girl.
So they're just going to slowly twist the story around. They're going to slowly, just like the guns on a battleship, Greeno, and, you know, winding those wheels like
get
in World War
II. Yep.
it. We're just going to turn the guns back to the position where we came from.
Yeah.
She may have police wanting to re-interview her, but nothing was going to stop Donna Pruesca, a.k.a. Arabella Del Busso, from hosting a 30th birthday party for herself.
This, I'm going to put this on the table.
Mm.
This, to me, like, she would obviously know what's happening now, right?
She's the one that sent the video to Channel 9 to say, hey, I'm going to be here on this day.
Yep.
She wants the attention.
She's loving the attention.
Yeah.
So, like,
there's a reason it's a 9 exclusive, because she tipped them off beforehand.
Right. So the court case, the investigation's coming up. She's had 9 aliases. She's defrauding people, potentially defrauding the government, Greeno, out of money. All of this comes in a distant second on her priorities list to getting her face on television.
Got to get the face on TV.
That's scary stuff. I think that's a better indicator of, like, what's happening here than just about anything else. Mm. Was that little clip there? Hi, guys. How you going? Couldn't give a fuck.
No, no.
At a lavish hotel, she set cocktail attire as the dress standard and led by example.
Okay.
Under this is like we're doing a red carpet fucking
what the fuck is this? This is not investigative journalism now.
No. The name of Little Belzy, the invitations went out on Instagram. I'm turning 30. Please join me in celebrating a birthday to remember. She booked space within the famous Rialto skyscraper.
Where's she getting
Melbourne
the money?
CBD.
She's got a new boyfriend.
Filming the
a new boyfriend
view.
Already.
A new boyfriend and 3 lost children.
No, 6, because they remember 2 sets of twins.
No, I'm saying with a new boyfriend.
Oh,
expensive balloon garland, a designer cake, and a personalised marble birthday tribute.
This is news now.
But this is
now this is ridiculous. This is pissweak journalism again. Yeah. Now we're going, have a look at the balloon she's got.
Mm.
Have a look, mate. Come on.
But this is indicative, I think. Like, this is not what the news is trying to do. They're just trying to fucking milk a story for everything it's worth.
Of course they are.
But this is indicative to me of, like, you know, narcissistic behavior, right?
Mm.
Like, she's being investigated. She's going to court for defrauding people. And the most important thing is to have the cameras waiting there so she feels like a celebrity and has a picture next to this fucking birthday cake.
And if anyone knows narcissism, it's these two guys here.
Friend and foe alike, join me, Varun Prasad, every week on the Common Discourse Weekly Roundup podcast. You can follow the show on @TCDTweet on Twitter and Periscope. Subscribe to the show on YouTube, StreamMe, iTunes, or your preferred podcast platform. If you like what you hear, or you would like to express your raging discontent, please consider leaving us a review. The Common Discourse, independent political opinion, thought, and analysis for the people, by the people.
Now with less than 3% sport content, it's The Starting Block on TAVShow.com.
Yes, welcome back to The Block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, get in touch with us via the little blue bird, Greeno, at The Starting Block, one where I drop the K at the end. Me, at Boogie Bumper. What are we doing now, Greeno? Half an hour on that.
Yeah, more than half an hour. Fuck me. It's time to talk about us, Damo.
Oh, good.
It's time to talk about us.
Is it our birthday? Are we turning 30?
We're not turning 30.
Look at my fucking balloons.
I've got a balloon gala. Haven't asked. So quick, one last thing on that fucking
story.
We'll
just let Channel 9 know.
Yeah.
Yep.
No balloons this year. On that story, I splashed over the Daily Telegraph on Sunday, whatever it was.
Oh, this would have been good.
Referring to her as a criminal genius.
Criminal genius.
Last time I thought criminal geniuses would probably take more than, you know, $2,000 off people.
and not get caught.
Yeah, like ten grand total over the course of 6 boyfriends, you know. Be a better genius.
6 boyfriends and 7 dead babies, apparently. That never existed.
I only got $10,000 out of them. Fucking what a moron. Personal Journal's rankings update, Damo.
How are we going?
Can we give a fucking quick
nice, Gary!
To our friends over at the Fergo and Freak podcast.
Yes.
As of today, number one with a fucking bullet.
Well done, boys.
In the rugby league, the rugby podcast.
Rugby podcast, number one with a bullet.
With a bullet. Now, checking our stats, unfortunately, not as much of a bullet, Damo.
Okay, how are we travelling?
Not on the list.
Not on the list. Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's hard to get into the top 10. That's where the list goes to.
Right? Top 100.
Top 100.
It's not the top 100 at the moment. Now, so which what it means, blockheads out there, do us a favour. Don't forget to subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. Tell your mother, tell your daughter, tell your fake dead babies to subscribe. I don't care who describes. Just
we should have
subscribe.
Called this episode Fake Dead Babies because that'll get right to the top of the personal
journal. Go right to the personal journal.
The feminists will want to listen to that. I love abortion.
I'm a bit worried now because if someone just tuned in, they don't get that fucking context.
Good. Fake Dead Babies.
Fake Dead Babies. Get them to subscribe and give us a rating, to rocket us up those charts because we're fucking coming after Mia Friedman.
Yeah.
That chick's going down.
Yeah, we're taking her down, baby.
One step at a time. Like I said, it's going to be baby steps.
Yep.
Ever seen the movie What About Bob?
Yes.
Baby steps.
I was going to say it's more like Days of Thunder, where you know where you go right to the back of the ray screener and you just have to overtake the cars one by one until you get to the front of the file.
Picking them off. By this time next year, Unity Day 2021.
We'll be number one.
Our goal is to be number one. So people. It
or at least in the top 100.
We don't ask you for money. We ask you for fucking cameos.
Yep.
But aside from that, we don't ask for your money.
No.
All we ask you to do is subscribe.
So on iTunes, the starting iTunes, block. The like, starting subscribe, block. Give a rating.
Give a rating. That's all we ask for. So that's that. Now, Stefan's poll, Damo.
Stefan's poll.
Last week, official starting block poll for episode Corona Fixer.
Mm-hmm.
Given the successes and failures of Unity Day 2020, what new attraction would one want to see for Unity Day 2021?
Okay.
Now,
this is good. I like input. This is the people's show.
Yeah. Now, once again, we've got an issue, and I'll explain the issue in a minute.
Okay.
So we had a three-way tie for second. So funnel spider petting zoo, dollar van, dollar rides, and flood water bucket contest all had 18.8%.
Okay.
The winner with 43.8% of the vote was coronavirus kissing booth.
Coronavirus kissing booth.
Now, Damo.
But don't we have a 50% threshold rule?
No.
No?
It's whoever wins.
Oh, okay.
Now, Damo, what's 4 times 8?
4 times 8, 8, 16, 24,
32. 32. So it's 0.8 4 times. Now, that should equal a 0 at the end if it's a divisible.
Right.
So we're at 100.2 of the overall percentages.
Ah. The
fucking Twitter poll is just not it's not right.
So this is the company, Greeno, that we trust to put in place mass system-wide algorithms to track people, to block people, to ban people, to decide whether or not people should be using their service or not.
Mm.
These algorithms are based on highly complicated mathematical equations,
but
they can't add up to 100.
Can't add to 100.
That's
now, I think what's happened, I'm going to use my forensic accounting background here. Mm. I think what's happened is it's meant to be 0.75, but they've just gone, fuck it, round it up. Round all of them up.
Round all of them up.
Round all of them up. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
Round them all up. No one will notice. We do. Why we're the investigative block, Damo.
That's it. That's why we go.
Because these minute details.
They matter.
They don't slip past the cracks here.
That's right.
We pay no attention to anything important. But when it's off by 0.2%, fucking heads will roll, Damo.
That's like saying, over the previous 10 years, you've had 6.2 dead babies, Greeno. It doesn't add up.
Doesn't add up.
Got to round it down.
There?
Round it down.
We lost a pinky. That was the problem.
Yeah.
Damo, what is my favourite bit of our show?
Talking about Dr. Doctor.
Close. Close second. Actually, speaking of which. Doctor, give me the news. Got home last week, just in time for
you
the start.
You were very
of the new
pumped,
season.
I could see.
I was excited.
Very excited.
Back to his bad boy way. So it started off. I'm going to have to sidetrack here.
And you were complaining about me like wanting to dedicate a whole segment to an actual legitimate story that is being spoken about in the rugby league community right now.
So here's where the drama started, Damo. So what happened?
You
want
to talk about this fucking doctor that nobody cares about.
Dr. Doctor's adopted a child.
Has he?
So he's on the straight and narrow.
Is it a white baby or has he gone the multicultural diversity?
I think it was a white baby. Problem is, his brother. His ex-wife had left, but Dr. Doctor had hooked up with her previously. Now, that girl, back in town, in time for the brother's big birthday bash.
Gotcha.
At the same time, Dr. Doctor, in his reformed bad boy ways, has been given someone to mentor who's another female doctor who has some bad boy ways.
Ah.
So he's like, okay.
And he obviously wants to, lay some pipe.
No, he's all above board.
But for now.
For now.
For now.
But the problem is, so he's explaining, going, look, I've got a little kid now. No pussy for Dr. Doctor.
I can't party anymore.
I can't party. I'm too busy.
I can't get laid. I can't get laid for the next 20 years.
Exactly. Haven't been laid in forever. to this one, who, so they take the kid along to the party and mentee goes, well, hang on, I'll fix this dry spell.
Uh-oh.
Bit of a,
And sniffy, sniffy.
Party, party. And lo and behold,
we're back in the sack.
Spell's broken. And fucking who knows what's going to happen tonight.
Wow. Well, that's fascinating.
Yep. that's. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. My favorite part of the show, Damo, is when we don't have to do any work for it.
Mm.
And we were, Nadine Chilvers was kind enough to send us a story today.
She was.
On the back of last week's big Corona fixer. What have we got here, Damo? What's the story?
Well, you've heard about this cruise ship, Greeno, which is docked in Japan. It's one of two cruise ships, actually.
It's two now.
Yeah, because they went through a couple of ports in China.
Yeah.
They can't let anybody off these cruise ships.
Until everyone's clear for 14 days.
Yeah, and apparently there's like 60 people on there who have been confirmed.
Yeah.
Now, I know you haven't cruised, but you know that I enjoy a cruise.
You
from
do
time
enjoy
to time.
A cruise, yes.
Been on a few.
Mm.
The hygiene stuff is very important on these cruises anyway.
100%.
Right? They have little
cesspool. It's an absolute journey. It's a petri dish.
I've never gotten like viral sick, like bacterial sick. I had an allergic reaction to something once, which was
different
I think
story.
It was like the washing powder that they use.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've never had like gastro or anything on one of these cruises because they put these little hand sanitizer things fucking everywhere. Mm. And it's pretty simple. Every time you walk past one, just fucking use it.
Yeah.
You just put your hand under it for a second, away you go.
How do you
wash your hands after you go to the toilet, you'll be fine.
How do you know when someone coughs in your face though, Damo?
Yeah, I mean, but if you're taking care of like the other hygiene aspects that you can control, you'll be fine.
Inside control, different story.
Yep. So when somebody gets gastro, they get confined to their room on the ship because you can infect everybody else 100%. Just by going to the fucking buffet, right? Mm. This whole shit, and these rooms are tiny.
Yeah.
Like they're like a bedroom, basically, in a normal house, and there's everything in there. All the thousands of people are now confined to their fucking rooms and have been for weeks now. And they must be going, it would be, if you were traveling on your own, it would be solitary confinement.
It would be, yeah.
Because all that's happening is people are bringing them three meals a day.
Mm.
That's it. They have no other contact with the outside world. So, Cam website, you know what Cam Girl is?
Yeah, yeah.
So the Cam Girls, they get in front of the camera, they dance around, they play with themselves. You give them cash.
There you go.
Okay, it's a very like libertarian arrangement.
It is.
So
people helping people, Damo.
People helping people. I like that. So the one particular Cam Girl company called Cam Soda has decided to reach out to these poor souls trapped on this ship to provide them with some form of entertainment, Greeno.
Why is it called Cam Soda, Damo? Is this like putting Coke cans up areas that they shouldn't
be? I honestly don't know.
Okay.
Free porn has been offered to quarantine coronavirus cruise passengers.
Hey!
They splice friends in for some fucking unknown reason.
They find a porn channel.
Which shows the age of the person writing the story, probably.
There you go. Clancy's
adult website.
Ease the boredom.
Yep. Ease the boredom for passengers. Free webcam sessions, Greeno.
There you go. So everyone's got a little laptop in there.
Yep.
And they've gone, okay, well, we'll give you freebies.
7,300 passengers on this thing.
Okay. Well, if we're talking about hygiene, I don't understand how 73 people jerking off simultaneously is going to improve the hygiene
73,000.
Oh, 7,300, sorry.
Yeah. Just a side note, one of the shows I watch on YouTube, Greeno, called Revenge of the Sis, they did a story today, a cam story website. It was about Cam Soda. I don't think it was Cam Soda. It was Chatterbait, which is a competitor to Cam Soda. Apparently, there's a big furor, an uproar, Greeno, an outrage in the cam girl community because someone, we assume a guy, is running a cam girl channel with an animated, like Japanese anime kind of character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know those anime girls?
Yeah, yeah.
And this anime girl will strip and masturbate, and it has 12,000 followers, which is far more than any real life human being. It makes more money than the human girls do.
What the fuck is
and they want to ban this cartoon.
We've
It's like automation is coming for the cam girls as well.
Yeah, fucking insane. big thanks to Nadine for sending that one
through. Thank you very much.
We love content we don't have to do any work for.
Yep.
Damo, a bit of story time.
I like stories about piñatas.
Nice.
Now, went grocery shopping on the weekend. Mm. And hear me out. This gets better. And walking through the aisles and was approached
by... Did you take a plastic bag?
I did take a plastic bag. Now, it was approached by... you don't see a lot of decent, attractive ladies on the Saturday morning shop.
Mm.
Not early anyway.
No.
This random girl, quite attractive, had a visitor's badge, so I assume was someone who was, stocking shelves or putting up displays.
Sure.
Because I suppose she's like, look, can I ask you a question? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like aisle 4, Go over there.
Yeah, straightforward stuff.
Something like that. And she's like, oh, look, I'm here. I'm doing a survey. Do you mind if a couple of minutes of your time? And I'm like, look.
You know what?
Why not? Sure. Couple of minutes. You've done your sales pitch. All right, I got a couple of minutes to do a survey.
Was she attractive?
She was attractive. That helps. That's the thing. That helps. So,
because if a fucking skank comes up to you and asks for a couple of minutes of your time, you're like, get the fuck away from me. Can't you see I'm busy?
What's going on there? So ask me.
You could be on your way to the doctor's appointment to have your dead babies in your pretend girlfriend with an alias's name. Mm. She could be waiting for you in the doctor's office. If the person trying to take the survey is attractive, you'll be like, yeah, I could spend all afternoon doing this. That's fine. It's fine. I've got nothing to do.
So she goes off, starts going on a spiel with no questions yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole spiel was about domestic violence.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I'm like, okay, it's a bit early for this on a Saturday, but you know.
I haven't even started drinking yet.
I'm in the chip aisle. Yeah. I guess we can have this conversation here. And then there was no survey involved.
Why the chip aisle?
It's random. But there was no survey involved, even though she'd sold me as being involved in a survey.
Did she have a clipboard?
She didn't have a board.
Okay.
But the reason she was, she's like, would you like to buy a raffle ticket to support domestic violence?
No.
So I'm like, what kind of either tight ass or douchebag would refuse an attractive woman who spent 5 minutes trying to upsell me to spend $2 to support domestic violence?
Yeah.
This tight ass.
Well done.
I'm like, nah.
I wouldn't do it out of principle.
Well, that's it.
She lied to you.
She lied. I'm like, no, you didn't say you were selling a raffle ticket. You said you want to participate in a store survey. I thought it was about the fucking store.
What you should have said is maybe if women stopped lying to men so often, they wouldn't get punched in the face.
You're not fucking helping our listenership here, are you?
You know, perhaps if women didn't invent stories about raffle tickets, Greedo, then maybe we
could. I like stories about piñatas.
Get that one. I think it's time to do the Earth Report, Dave.
Okay, let's do it. Fire!
Wind! Water!
Heart! Go Planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
The Earth Report, as always, provided by BE from the UK, in the AUS, in the QLD, Greener. Postman Pat's fat mate, Ted. A person in Liverpool, England, is selling a love doll of Ted from the children's television show Postman Pat. In the listing on Facebook, they explain, I ordered this by mistake. I was meant to order Postman Pat, but they sent me Ted, Greeno. I didn't even know there was Ted. I don't remember Ted.
I don't remember Ted either.
No, apparently
and
Ted...
And looking at Ted...
He was the local pedophile.
I can see it's a bit... Yeah, I don't know what's going on there with Ted.
Looks a bit like Ron Jeremy, doesn't he?
I don't know how well endowed Ted from Postman Pat is, though.
I love the 70s fashion, though.
Mm.
It's very niche, isn't it?
It's keeping it real.
Yeah. The character, a Yorkshire-born handyman and one of Pat's closest friends, Greeno, a handyman, is on sale for £250 and described as, quote, brand new, never used. There you go.
Now, here's the thing. So he thought he was ordering a toy. Turns out he'd ordered a love doll.
A love doll.
Once again. So two errors seem to have accidentally happened here from this person in Liverpool. Mm-hmm. They've ordered the wrong thing. They wanted Pat. And they've also ordered a love doll.
And they just wanted a regular doll.
Apparently they just wanted a regular doll.
That's what they all say, Greeno.
That's the story.
That's what they all say.
Down Under Dildo raises funds for bushfires.
Yeah, I thought this was great. This was about a month ago. A sex toy company has launched a special dildo to raise funds for the victims of Australian bushfires, Greeno. Now everybody can be fucked by our little country.
Mm.
Our country has been devastated by bushfires and we need your help, reads a promotional tweet from Geeky Sex Toys. So that's why we're proud to announce the Down Under Donation Dildo. Isn't it a sight? The company promises that 100% of profits from the Down Under donation dildo will assist with bushfire recovery, Greeno. And there's nothing like getting over the loss of your own home whilst, you know, to lay back in the mission or wherever you are, wherever you're being holed up while your insurance payment comes through and, you know, just giving yourself a few quick whacks with the donation dildo, Greeno.
Damo, I think if I can make one possible point, observation, if you will.
Sure.
Maybe manufacture error or just poorly thought out.
Mm.
Why did they choose the Australian animal that's riddled with chlamydia to be the animal they put on the dildo?
So you think it's an error. I think it was on purpose. I think they're smart enough to know that if anybody's going to represent sexually transmitted disease, it's going to be our beloved little koalas, Greeno.
Koala, let's whack it on a dildo.
Yep. Man challenges ex to legal death match, Greeno. David Ostrom.
Are they stealing our material?
They are.
Our Unity Day gear.
I think they are. David Ostrom and his ex-wife, Bridget, have been tussling over custody and visitation issues, property taxes for some time, but a frustrated David of Paolo, Kansas, has come up with a unique way of settling their differences, Greener.
Is that in Missouri?
Well, actually, funnily enough, I got told, just a side note, apparently Kansas City is in both states.
Really?
So, but I think most of the, like, so the stadium is in Missouri.
Yeah.
Right? But Kansas City itself is actually in Kansas and Missouri, apparently, which I didn't know. So
I'm assuming, though, it's as in, it's known as being in Missouri.
Well, it's, apparently that's what, because I said that and I had fucking dozens of Americans saying, no, it's in both states.
There you go.
So it's on the border, obviously.
Yeah.
Most of the city is in Missouri, but there's a section of the city which is in Kansas. But I think the stadium that the Kansas City Chiefs play out is of in is in Missouri.
The more you know.
There you go. I mean, it's like the New England Patriots. Like, there's no state. Like, it's a few states, isn't it? It's like the New England region.
It's in Boston. Yeah.
It's in Massachusetts. It's not in Boston. It's in some shitty little town somewhere, right? But it's not just Boston that is the New England Patriots. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Ostrom claims he's challenged his ex-wife to trial by combat and asked the Iowa District Court in Shelby County to let them resolve our disputes on the field of battle, Greener, legally. Ostrom also asked for 12 weeks to secure some Japanese samurai swords. At press time, the court had not ruled on the motions, Greeno, the motion of the ocean.
There you go. Nice one. Big thanks to BE for this week's report.
Thank you very much.
Hero or douchebag, Damo? You got that one ready to go?
Yeah, I do. It's hurting me to press play on it, though, to be fair.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like the. I don't like Trevor Noah. I got nothing against him. I just don't think he's funny.
No, he's not funny at all.
No. Well, let's have a look.
Admittedly, he's just saying scripted material.
Like Waze came along. People have complained that their neighborhoods are packed with cars trying to find the quickest route. Well, now one artist in Berlin might have found a solution.
An artist in Germany has found a way to create fake traffic jams on Google Maps. He pulled around 99 smartphones he got and a little red wagon.
Look at that.
And he pulled them up and down an empty street outside Google's Berlin headquarters. And it took about an hour, but eventually the Google Maps app thought that big buses were outside moving very, very slowly. And they put a little red line on there and said, look out, there's a traffic problem.
All right, so guy who creates virtual traffic jam, hero or douchebag?
Well, before we even get to hero or douchebag, first of all, genius.
Yeah.
Visionary. Mm-hmm. I don't think he counts as hero or douchebag. I'm just going to put it down as troll, like master trolling.
That's quality troll job, which in my eyes makes him a hero.
Hero, absolutely. Every day of the week.
That's fantastic.
There you go. Can I show you this artist, Greener?
No, you can't.
Because we're just talking about artists, so I want to show you an artist.
It's hot stove time, Damon.
Fuck the hot stove. I'm going to show you this artist because this is going to be right up your alley. You've never heard of this guy, which I think this is why I want to show you this guy. So a little backstory very quickly. I was watching Nightwave Radio last night and they played a clip of this singer. This singer is I played him on my show today. Thankfully, you don't watch my show, so you didn't see it.
So here's the thing. You've already filled how many minutes of content on your show?
It was about four.
Yeah,
but this is only a 2-minute song, but you're going to I know you as a person. You are going to fucking love this, man.
I'm sure I will.
You're going to love this. So this guy is an improv musician. He makes up all of his songs on the spot, on the fly, and he does live streams, Greeno. He does gigs in like restaurants and shit. Does gigs in nightclubs. He makes up all the lyrics, all the music, all on his own. And he's a bit of a fucking strange cat as well. So the mix is perfect. So I want you to check this out. His name's Mark Rebillier. You're going to fucking love this guy. Trust me. Have a look at this. He does looping as well. I love the way he moves. He gets right into it. His live streams always seem to be like with a robe and no pants and no shirt, just underwear.
Yeah, he does look like a sex offender.
Yeah, that's part of the appeal.
Many people
getting raped now. And that's too many people getting raped, y'all. That's too many people getting raped, y'all. I got too many people getting raped now. I gotta stop with all of this rape now. We gotta stop with all of this rape, y'all. We gotta stop with all of this rape now. We gotta stop with this motherfucking rape now. And listen, stop that rape. We gotta stop that rape. Stop that rape.
It's an important message, Greg.
You gotta stop that rape. Stop that rape. You gotta stop that rape. Stop that rape. You gotta stop that rape. One more rape, no more rape. No more rape, no more rape. Just one more rape, no more rape. No more rape, no more rape. Gotta stop that shit. Stop that
Greedo's
shit.
Just got a straight fucking face.
Stop that
dead
shit.
Man.
Gotta stop that rape. Stop that rape. Stop that goddamn motherfucking rape now. Stop that rape.
Stop that.
You gotta stop that rape. Stop that rape.
That's what's called overselling.
No, it's fucking great.
Before you played the clip.
No, see, I played that one clip. You're going to go home. You're going to Google him. You're going to watch all these other ones. He's got fucking viral videos like I Want to Eat Your Ass and shit. That it's fucking amazing.
I'm not sold. Video. I'm not sold.
You'll fucking love it, trust me.
I'm not sold. I'm glad we used 2 minutes of that.
Yeah.
That we could have been talking about the heat of the stove,
I don't give a fuck.
Man.
I don't give a fuck. I'm obsessed with this guy
Heat
now.
Of the stove. Damo, hot stove time. Today, officially, pitches and catches report. Hot stove season done, baby.
Is it over
done.
Already?
Finished.
We're out of there.
Kaput.
Kaput. Stop that rape.
Now, thankfully, before the fucking end of the hot stove happened,
mm-hmm.
we got one quick boil out.
Yep.
We're like, we're going to crank it up. It was late night. I got home late.
Mm.
And I said, fuck it. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to see how quickly I can boil this bad boy up.
Yep.
Maybe whack some cocktail Frank in there.
Yes.
You know, Dean Hutton style.
Yeah.
Maybe we got a little bit of spuds.
Nice.
I'm in there. And we'll just see what we can heat up quickly.
Sure.
So the second best player in the game, gone. Traded.
Gone.
So in what ended up being a real clusterfuck of a trade, the Dodgers.
Did it involve Jerry DePoto?
No Jerry, unfortunately.
Oh, wow. That's a change.
This was the Dodgers, Andrew Friedman, and Chaim Bloom from Boston. It got messy because what happened is originally they were sending, the Dodgers were getting Mookie Betts, who's the second best player in the game,
mm-hmm.
David Price, who's one of the best pitchers over the last 10 years, and Cash, all from Boston.
Right.
The Dodgers were getting one of the outfielders from L.A. They then were getting a pitching prospect from Minnesota, freeway trade.
Yep.
And that was it.
Okay.
And then the Twins were getting a pitcher from LA.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is they still had to exchange medicals and shit when it got announced, but it's all good. There's no dramas.
Mm.
But then there was a bit of fan backlash going, we're fucking trading the best player of our generation for this guy and this pitcher.
Why would they do that, though, for the cash?
Basically, they know they're not – so he's only got 1 year left on his contract.
Right.
So they know he's not going to re-sign. They're like, let's just trade him, get something back for him before he goes.
Right.
So they end up finding some issues in that Gratterol's arm. They're like, we don't think we're going to veto the trade.
They just made that up.
We want to rework it. We're not comfortable with the thing. We need to fix it up.
See, they're kind of fucked either way, though, because if they don't do what the fans want, season ticket sales go through the floor, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, so nobody will turn up if the best player's there.
No,
but if they keep him, then they're fucked next year.
So
they're just delaying the inevitable.
Pretty much. So what they end up doing, going, no, we want more than what we originally agreed to, we're not taking that anymore, we want more. So they got rid of, they said, nah, this pitcher that was thrown in from Minnesota, we don't want him anymore.
Right.
He can go elsewhere. Fuck him.
Fuck
Send him.
Him
back. Put him back on the plane. Don't care. He can wait in the lobby for all I care.
Yeah.
What ended up happening
I don't care
is,
where you go, but you can't stay here.
Yeah. But the issue that happened there is when this first deal was announced, LA is like, well, we're getting these players. We don't need these other two. We're going to trade them somewhere else.
Right.
So they traded Jock Peterson and Ross Stripling to LA in exchange for a prospect.
Right.
But then now they're like, oh, hang on a sec. We're going to rework deal number one. Hey, boys, before you fucking go to the Angels, come back. Come back. We might still need you. So they reworked the thing, and now they end up – the Dodgers end up taking the prospect from Minnesota that Boston didn't want. Said,
Jesus.
Fuck it, we'll take him. We think he's fine. They didn't end up exchanging an outfielder. So they end up having to keep the guy that was going to LA originally.
Fucking hell.
But it ended up going down. It ended up happening. Okay. So the second best player in the game is now in LA.
Okay.
And they also got David Price and Cash.
Okay.
And then
price and cash.
And cash.
Isn't that nice?
And then the San Francisco Giants sign folk hero Hunter Pence to a one-year major league deal.
Hunter Pence.
Nice to have the boy back.
There you go.
Very quickly, AB medal demo. The outrage.
Outrage.
Outrage. Because David Warner got the medal.
Yep.
Even though he's, you know, he played for the last year, he was easily Australia's best player over the last 12 months in pretty much every format bar, even in tests, he was pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up winning, sneaking in with, three points to win the medal over Pat Cummins.
Okay.
Ironically, the top three in the Alan Border medal,
yep.
Steve Smith, David Warner, and Pat Cummins.
Wow. There you go.
So there you go. But the outrage going, how dare he win the award that he was eligible for? That he was back and scored 1,000 runs.
He doesn't deserve it.
These fans weren't complaining. And then you had media outrage because the next morning, the article, the picture of him and Elise Perry back next to each other mm-hmm. had David Warner taller than Elise Perry, even though in a different photo, she looked taller. And they said it was sexist, Amo.
Wow.
Sexist.
Sexist.
So there we go. Welcome back, David Warner.
All right.
Showtime's over. Have we got any granny sears this week? No granny sears?
We don't have any granny sears, so instead I've decided somebody else is going to take us out, Greeno. Mark Rabille is going to take us out. Mark Rabille is going to take us out for tonight's show, Greeno. another track. So sit back and enjoy. We'll be back next week. Catch up with Greeno at the starting block. One word, drop the K at the end. Myself, Boogie Bumper. Fergo and the Freak are in the chat, Greeno. Once again, congratulations.
Congratulations, boys.
Getting number to number one
rugby league podcast.
Number one rugby league podcast in the world, Greeno. Mm. Because if it's not number one, if it's number one in Australia, then it is number one in the world.
Oh, yeah. No, right?
By far. 100%. So a tremendous achievement. So thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be back next week.
We shall.
I said, hey, oh, baby, oh, bring that fat ass over here. I want to get it in my mouth. I want to get it in my mouth. Oh, suck on that ass, baby. I gotta suck on that ass, yo. I'm talking, yo. I'm gonna spread the ass apart. Get my tongue in your ass. Eating on your ass. Oh, yo, I'm eating on you. Eating on you. Eating on your ass. I'm eating on your motherfucking ass. I wanna see it, baby. Give me your ass. Yo, the whole ass. I'm gonna eat it with my tongue and mouth. Yo, you gotta do it. Work that ass for daddy. Yeah.
It's nice to know that we're going out in the exact same way that Granny Sears would normally say.
True.
Gotta work that ass for daddy. Go ahead, baby girl. Gotta work it real good. Gotta work that ass for daddy.
Work that ass for daddy. Work that ass for daddy when ya.
That's the juice, baby. Yo, I feel the juice in my mouth. Yo, the juice in your ass like Florida orange, baby. Yo, pulp free? Hell no, I need the pulp. Need a whole bunch of pulp in that goddamn ass, yo. Get on top of me. I see you. You're on top of me. I can't even see the rest of your body. Your ass is fat. Then you're sitting down, baby, on my face. I'm sucking your pussy and your ass in the same place. You gotta work that ass for daddy.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?
Aloha, James R. here. When I'm not in court defending the boys from the starting block against slander charges,
alleged!
Yes, yes, alleged. I'm hosting Trust and Verify with Boogie Bumper every Sunday night at 1 a.m. on TAVshow.com. Join us and all your favorite broadcasters there.
TAVshow.com.
You're listening to The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.